Say, it's time for...
Oh, sweet.
Did you hear what...
Oh, sweet. Oh, sweet is the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what all the ladies are saying. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate natural flavor. With All Sweet Margarine invites you to meet the meat. Yes, friends, Swift and Company, who bring you All Sweet Margarine and other favorite foods, invite you to meet your favorite radio families of Mortimer Meat, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, once again, it's breakfast time in the little white house with the green shutters, but something somehow seems to be missing.
Isn't this a lovely day?
Yes, continued clear, bright sunshine, prevailing wind, northeast, low tonight 80, high today 95. Unquote.
Oh, Daddy, you sound just like the weatherman.
Well, I'm quoting the weatherman, Peggy. Yes, Mr. Barker always asks me about the weather the first thing every morning. And then he continues asking me silly things all day long.
Your boss is quite a character, Mr. Meek.
Oh, Mr. Barker's more than a character, Jill. He's several characters. Yeah, he's going high to start.
Oh, I'm very glad.
Yeah, I beg your pardon, dear. I said I was very glad, Mortimer. I was talking to myself. Well, that's fine. So few people know when they're well off, and I'm glad you're glad.
Oh, don't be silly. I was thinking about Louie and what a lovely day he and his friends have for their outing.
Yeah, the five of we marching and athletic club. Only marching they do is down to the pool room where they engage vigorously in athletic sessions of telling tall stories to each other.
Now, Mortimer, don't be jealous because Louie's off on a holiday.
Only Louie'd stay on a holiday, a permanent one.
I wondered why you asked me over to breakfast, Peg. Well, now that I know what a pass the eggs, please, Mr. Meek.
Oh, here you are.
And I'll have some more toast, please, Mrs. Meek.
Of course.
Do I sound like Uncle Louie?
Oh,
no.
Very good, Jill. Very good. Yes, the breakfast table does seem more natural now. Well, I must be off to the office, and Mr. Barker won't be able to sit down at his desk unless I am there to put his chair out.
I'll go on downtown with you, dear. They're having a festival on cotton dresses at Hammerschlagel. Just fast the dishes, Peggy.
Oh, okay, Mother.
And scrape the plate.
Oh, I'll do that, Mrs. Meek. Mother says I'm a fine plate scraper. When I'm not a plate scraper.
Well, none of us is perfect, Jill. Have a good time, you two. Don't miss anything.
Okay.
Goodbye, girl.
Bye. Now that we've got the house all to ourselves, what do we do?
Get out of the house. It's too beautiful to stay cooped up.
How about bicycling?
Uh-uh. Too strenuous. Rose City?
Uh-huh.
That's right. You get my skates out and adjust them back to my size. Uncle Louie's girlfriend, Gert, was using them. I'll scrape some salsa dishes.
That's the deal. I'm more mechanical than domestic anyway. Where's the skate key?
On the mantel, next to that thingamabob.
Thingamabob?
That monstrosity Danny brought back from a sales convention. For Mother, he said.
This thingamabob?
Uh-huh.
The safety should be right behind us.
Oh, why don't you hide it on the roof or down the chimney? It's easier to get at.
Oh, it's flooding here. Look out.
Oh, I got the key, Peggy. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear, it's broken in a thousand pieces.
I'm sorry. Daddy was so proud of it. He won it.
I'm sorry.
Mother was so proud that Daddy gave it to her, awful as it was.
I'm sorry.
Nothing. I'm sorry. Will you please?
Okay. Peg. What was it?
A statue representing victory with a thermometer in her right hand and a light inside her.
What? No television?
Oh, don't be funny. The thermometer never worked and the light never lit up, but Mother and Daddy just loved her.
Oh, like they say, love is sure
to. We have to get her fixed, mended, repaired before Mother and Daddy come home. Come on, help me pick up the
Okay, Peg.
Yes?
I'm truly sorry.
Hey! Save your apologies and get going. Victory is ours now. We've got to get her back in one piece.
Good old Sunday morning, the day you eat your breakfast leisurely. Drink that second cup of coffee with complete disregard of the clock. Yes, Sunday's also the time when all sweet margarine can really be appreciated. For all sweet flavor is so delicate, so natural, you really need time to savor all its goodness. Now, tomorrow morning, try All Sweet on your favorite hot muffins. Spread its golden goodness from crust to crust. Wait a second for All Sweet to melt down into that muffin. Then, take a bite. Mmm, what mouth-watering goodness. Yes, if you take time to get acquainted with All Sweet, you'll see why its flavor is famous from coast to coast. you'll see why folks everywhere are discovering that there is something special about that flavor. It's so delicate, so natural, so downright good. So when you want a nutritious, thrifty table spread that's sure to make a Sunday morning hit with your family, remember, All Sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
And so, here she is, Mr. Ferdinand. That's the last of her, Mr. Ferdinand. Do you think you can fix her? In a hurry, we have to have her back on our mantle right away. Before her parents get home, it's an emergency. And vital.
Just a minute, just a minute. The both of you talking at once, it is difficult for me to understand either of you.
But,
and if I cannot understand either of you, how am I going to understand both of you? Please. Now, young lady, you explain, no?
Well, Mr. Ferdinand, this is... was a statue.
Oh, with you?
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
A statue. She represents victory when she's all on one piece.
But we broke her, and we want you to put her back together again before my mother and daddy come home.
You wish I shall turn defeat into victory?
Oh, brother. Please, Mr. Ferdinand, this is no time for jokes. We're desperate. My father won this statue at a Barker & Company sales convention, and he's very proud of it. And he gave it to my mother, and she's very attached to it.
Well, there's no accounting for people's taste. Very well, we see what we can do.
Oh, wonderful. You mean you can fix it?
No.
No? You mean you can?
No.
No? But then what do you mean?
It is like this, little lady. When my brother returns, he sees...
Your brother?
My twin brother, Egilbert. I am Ethelbert.
How do you do?
I take care of the book. Egilbert does the repair.
Oh, but when will he be back? We're in a terrible, terrible hurry.
Oh, do not fret. Egilbert returns soon. Soon. And then he takes a spot of glue, and with his marvelous skill, he returns victory to our triumphant state. You return her to your house, and your mother and father do not suspect she was ever broken.
Oh, you're sure your twin brother can fix the statue?
Have no fear. Egilbert could put the Statue of Liberty together again. Of course, that would take a little longer.
It would also take a stepladder.
Well, we'll leave the statue here and come back real soon. Oh, and Mr. Ferdinand?
Yeah?
Be sure your brother puts the thermometer in the statue's right hand and the light inside it.
And be sure the thermometer doesn't work and the light doesn't light up.
But I thought you wanted your statue repaired.
Oh, we do, but not too good, just like it was.
We want the same things not to work.
The thermometer and the light inside.
You'll tell your brother, won't you?
It don't. Just repair it, leave it broken. Such a business.
Drink something. Morgan Marie speaking.
Mrs. Agnes,
dear. Oh, hello, dear. Well, did you get the cotton dresses at Hammerslaughter?
Oh, they didn't have a thing that would fit to wear.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so I picked up two cunning little numbers just around the neighborhood.
Oh, that's nice.
But what I really wanted was something I could wear anywhere.
Oh, that's too bad.
Morgan Marie, you're not listening to a word I'm saying.
Oh, but I...
I can always tell when you've got something else on your mind. You either say, that's too bad, or, oh, that's nice.
Yes, I do. I do. Oh, honestly, dear.
All right. What is it?
What's the use of this? He ordered me to run down to Ferdinand's repair shop to pick up something, and then bellowed at me when I asked him what it was, and then stormed out of the office and told me not to leave the office on penalty of death.
Poor Ferdy, I don't know how to put up with him. Oh, well, stop worrying, dear. I'll stop by at Ferdinand's and find out what it is that he hasn't repaired, pick it up, and bring it home with me.
You will? Oh, darling, you're wonderful.
Oh, see that you remember that. Oh, dear.
Yes?
Did he give you any kind of a hint?
Oh, well, you know Mr. Parker, I guess. He bellowed, Ferdinand! And blew all the papers off the top of the desk, stormed out, slammed the door, knocked all the books off the top shelf of the bookcase.
Oh, he should hire himself out to be a hurricane. Well, now, don't worry. I'll either find it or call Ferdy. Where there's a will, there's a way, you know.
All right, dear. I sure wish Mr. Parker knew that saying. With him, it's where there's a will, there's no way but the hard way.
Is our statue ready, Mr. Ferdinand?
Does Vicky again hold aloft the thermometer that doesn't work
and take it with us now?
Well, please, my ears. Can you not see I'm working on a very delicate matter?
Oh, excuse us.
Well, golly, you must be the Mr. Ferdinand who does the fixing.
I am Edelbill. My twin brother, Ethelbert, he does the business. Now, will you please run the door?
Oh, Vicky, look what he's fixing.
Oh, my little daddy's statue. Victory, and it's done. Mr. Ferdinand, you're a genius.
a genius, no. Compare me with Michelangelo, Benvenuto Cellini, a possibility.
Oh, you're better than both of them.
Yeah.
How much do we owe you?
Let me see. Owe me. Oh, my brother Ethelbert, he handles the owing. I, Ethelbert, handle the repairs only.
Oh, but Mr. Burton, we just have to take the statue with us.
It's a matter of life or death.
So?
Take it?
No. And when my brother Ethelbert returns, I find out the owing, and then you come back and you pay him.
Good God! Oh, Mr. Ferdinand, that's perfect! Now my mother and father will never know.
Mr. Barker, it's a feast.
Well, stop groveling and stand up like a man.
Yes, sir, Mr. Barker. I was just picking up the paper clips you knocked over when you pounded on the desk. There they are. Every one of them.
Stop gibbering and pay attention. Did you go over to Ferdinand's affair shop?
Well, that is, I...
Oh, for God, it is usually.
Well...
Where's your head? What do you use for a pint?
Oh, please, Mr. Barker.
Have you no sense of responsibility?
Mr. Barker, the paper clip. I'll pick him up again. The exercise will be good for me.
Get up and get your hat.
Yes, Mr. Barker. I want you to know I've enjoyed some of the time I've worked here.
Now get going.
Yes, sir. It's
been a... Put an end to bear shop. I pick up my statue of victory. It's ready. All they had to do was make the thermometer work and the inside right up. You understand me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Barker. Ava, go to Ferdinand's repair shop, get a statue, and put the thermometer inside, and get lit up. I'm going, Mr. Barker.
Well, Mr. Barker.
No, ladies, we have no article left by Walter Barker.
But Mr. Barker told my husband...
It's a miracle we have anything left here.
Oh, but Mr. Ferdinand, I understand...
I am Ethelbert, my brother. Twin brother, Edgeworth, the mechanical genius, but a dunkop gave away the article for Mr. Barker. Gave it away to some customer with no claim, check, and no money.
Oh, but please,
lady, go away. Why did I have to be thin? Why did there have to be two of Edgeworth?
Well, excuse me, but are you Mr. Ferdinand?
Yeah. I am Edelbert Ferdinand, the mechanical genius.
Well, good. Then you can help me.
Unfortunately, I'm also a financial snook.
Yes, well, but all I want is to claim something.
No. Once today already, I made the mistake of talking the person to this to claim something. My brother is furious with me. Now I stick to my repairer. Go away, please. Go away. This is a very complicated novel. Putting back together again this statue called Victory.
Victory, yeah. It's a Barker statue. Wait, but I thought it needed only minor repairs. Look, I mean, how did it get broken into 1,000 pieces?
The strangest thing happened.
Yeah?
It fell.
I knew you. That's all I need. Now Mr. Barker will bring me for that, too. Look, Mr. Ferdinand.
Yeah, please?
I may be back later with some more repair work. I hope you're good at mending broken heads.
Back on the mantle, as good as new.
And just as hideous. Well, now we can go roller skating.
Sure, I'll just reach behind the Victory and get the skate shoes. Then we'll go out and...
Jill.
Huh?
The thermometer in Victory's hand. It works.
Huh?
See? It's registering 80 degrees.
Huh? Don't you see what happened? Mr. Ferdinand must have forgotten and fixed the thermometer and the lights inside the statue.
Oh, here, take this wire and plug it in.
Oh, but I don't see what there is to get so excited about.
Oh, don't you understand? If Mother and Daddy discover that this thermometer works and the lights light, they'll ask questions. If they ask questions, they'll learn we broke the statue.
I know it again. Contact.
Oh, the lights up inside.
Awesome.
Oh, what are we going to do?
We might have it again.
Don't be funny. Jill, we just got to figure out a way to make the thermometer not work and the lights not to light up before Mother and Daddy get home.
Yeah, okay. You do that, and I'll figure out a way to not be here.
Hey, let go my arm.
Oh, no, you don't. After all, you broke Victory originally, and now you have to help me break her again.
But I think you're going to break the thermometer and the lights inside so Victory will be just as nice and hideous and useless as she was when Daddy brought her home to Mother.
Okay, Peggy. You can stop twisting my arms. I'll do anything to make your mother and father happy, anything, including getting myself off the hook.
You know, way back in 1834, Sarah Coleridge dashed off a bit of verse that went something like this. June brings tulips, lilies, roses, fills the children's hands with posies. Now, that's a very lovely thought, to be sure, but any mother can tell you that it takes more than just pretty posies to keep those active little hands contented during the long summer vacation. And since this is true, here's a suggestion on how to do it. Simply supply each youngster with an apron, a mixing bowl and spoon, and a package of delicious, natural-flavored, all-sweet margarine. And then, let the children color up a week's supply. They'll find it fun watching the snowy whiteness of all-sweet change to a rich golden yellow. You see, all-sweet has such a wonderfully creamy texture, why, even with small fry at the controls, it colors perfectly. There are no streaks, no bubbles, no off-colored lumps to mar the golden-hued beauty of this famous flavored margarine. Now, just in case your children are a bit over-energetic, all-sweet has a special little tab on the color packet that prevents spilling, makes for easier opening. After all-sweet is colored, the children can shape it simply by placing it in the carton and chilling. And then, the happiest time of all on Saturday morning, the morning snack with freshly colored super delicious all-sweet spread on hot English muffins. Yes, for real all-around eating pleasure, remember, all-sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Harder, Peg. I'm afraid you, Jill. After all, Mr. Ferdinand just glued it together.
Boy, he sure is a good gluer.
You can't even see the cross. Stop admiring his gluing and keep on trying to break the wire that runs to the lights inside.
Yeah, okay, but I can't seem to find it.
Are you home?
Yes, Mother. I put the tree back up on the mantel and ask Nonchalant.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hello, Mother. Oh, hello, Mrs. Meese. Lovely day out, isn't it?
It's beautiful. And why aren't you two out enjoying it?
Oh, well, we've been working on an entire project, Mrs. Meese.
An indoor project, Mother.
Well, it's far too nice to stay indoors. I'll bring you.
Oh, but Mother, but Mrs. Meese.
Oh, in here, Mortimer.
Well, I don't think I'll be going home. It's been out of me charming day. I'll go with you, Jill.
Hello, dear girl.
Hello, Father.
Hello.
Why, Mortimer, you look as though you've been through the ringer.
Well, I never thought of Mr. Barker as a ringer, but you're probably right. Or should I say, meat chopper.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Meat. Oh, hey, my
arm. Huh? What was that about?
Well, I don't know and I don't care. Matter of fact, I don't know about anything or care about it either.
Oh, you poor dear. Come, put your head in my lap and tell me all about it. Now, let me rub your tired neck muscles so you can relax. How's that?
You're kicking. Oh, my gracious. Did I hear you say, relax?
Now, here's the plan, Jill. We stay out here behind the garage and hide until Daddy leaves for work after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
When he leaves, you attract Mother's attention on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
I sneak in through the kitchen, get Victory, and bring her out here.
Mm-hmm.
Then we use Daddy's tools and disconnect her wires and her thermometer. Right?
Right.
You know, Peg, I'm beginning to hate that statue.
And so, when I got to Ferdinand, somebody has already walked off with Mr. Barker's statue.
Oh.
What am I going to say to Mr. Barker, dear?
I don't know. He's so unreasonable.
He'd only give me a little time to try to trace him. Hello.
Pete? Barker, I'm waiting for that statue.
But Mr. Barker...
I'm going to continue to wait, Pete, until you return from lunch.
But, boss,
and
look...
And if you return without that statue, know what I'm going to do.
I'd rather you didn't tell me, boss. My wife's right here with me. She's rather sensitive.
I'll whisper it, Keith. Oh. If you return empty-handed, huh? I'm going to make you swallow a light bulb.
Dude.
Plug you into the electric outlet and light you up.
Oh, my gracious.
And you won't see the thermometer. You will be burning. Sign, sulfuric in yours.
Oh, no. Now he wants to electrocute me. And no chair, either.
Why, Mortimer, dear, you're as pale as a ghost.
And just as healthy. And with just as big a future.
What are you talking about?
Dear, Mr. Bart, if I don't deliver his victory statue when I go back to work, he'll annihilate me.
Oh? Dear, you are attached to your statue victory, aren't you?
Yeah, I got mine the same time as Mr. Barker got his at the company convention. Each top executive was presented with one, and there was one left over.
Well, I know you hate the part with it.
No, Agatha, I couldn't think of taking our statue. Oh, no. Why, I gave it to you. It's yours.
Well, I know, dear, but sometimes we must make a personal sacrifice for the good of everyone. Now, I want to do my bit, too.
You think?
Yes, I think you should take our statue down to Mr. Barker. In fact, I'll be angry if you don't.
Why, Agatha, dear, you're wonderful. Well, come on, you old victory statue, you. Down to Mr. Barker you go. Oh, but now, you sure you don't mind it?
Oh, don't give it another thought.
Oh, you sweet thing, you. Well, I'll make it up to you. Oh, I know what. I'll find you another statue just like this one to replace.
Oh, that won't be necessary, dear, no. Now, we'll just fill the face on the mantle with a vase full of flowers. Summer and all, you know.
Okay, dear. Hey, that's for being merely terrific.
Yes.
Goodbye, dear. I'm going to rush down to the office.
Oh, thank you, Walter Barker. Oh, I've been trying to get rid of that monstrosity ever since Mortimer brought it home. Oh, what a relief.
Your mother's attention, Peg.
Oh,
yes, right after your father did.
Boy, he sure was happy about something.
Well, I'll be happy, too, after I disconnect the lights in the set.
Hey, look.
Huh?
Victory. She's gone from the mantle.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, now we won't have to disconnect her anymore. Looks like she's disconnected permanently.
It's Mr. Barker. Me.
Well, stop scratching the woodwork like a mouse. Come in.
Here it is, Mr. Barker. Your statue. All fixed.
You did get it. To show you, men like you must be driven to get the best out of them.
Sometimes I wish I was a horse. Well, shall I put it down?
Yes, put it down.
Yes.
Victory. Disgusting, revolting, hideous statue in the world.
Yeah, the most disgusting thing is that. Mr. Barker, why, I thought you wanted her back desperately.
I wanted her back. Meek, do you know my wife, Bertie?
Oh, of course, Mrs. Barker.
My wife designed that monstrosity with her own little lily white hands. And if I don't keep it prominently displayed in the office, my wife, Bertie, starts talking about it. And she talks.
Yes, I understand, boss. My sympathy.
Yeah, thank you, old man. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get off some nasty letter. So if you clients will turn the sound, the stupid fool.
Yes, of course, Mr. Barker. And, boss.
Yes?
Look, if you don't mind, I'm going to run along home. There's something I forgot.
What's that?
Well, something personal you wouldn't understand. But I've got to shake hands with Agatha. Dear, that's exactly what happened.
Not really.
Really? Mr. Barker hates the statue, but he has to keep it on account of his wife, Bertie.
Mortimer.
Yes, dear.
I have a confession to make.
Well, go ahead, dear. Nothing will surprise me today.
I hated that statue, too. I just kept it on the mantle to please you.
To please me? And I kept from breaking it because I thought keeping it on the mantle.
Please do.
My hand and a hammer lock now, Peg. Never mind. We're both going to confess. Mother? Father?
Yes, dear.
Yes? What is it, Peg?
For that is we. Jill and I. We did something awful.
Surely by accident.
We
I broke your statue of victory.
You broke our statue?
Oh, no.
No.
We accidentally knocked it down, took it down to Ferdinand, had it fixed, and brought it back here without your knowing it.
Oh, Mr. Ferdinand fixed it too good. He made the light and the thermometer work.
Then you two are the ones that got the other statue. Yes, no.
I'm weak from the fact that you won't laugh when you find out victory disappears. Look, he isn't there on the mantle.
Yes, we know.
We're delighted. Gosh, that must be going crazy. Karen.
Oh, don't worry about it, dear. I'll explain as soon as I see who's at the door.
Yes.
I am Ethelbert Ferdinand, the genius and financial snook. My brother, he's Ethelbert. He discovered the right ticket, and here is your statue, all fixed. Brand new.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I fixed it double quick.
Hey, what are you doing?
Peggy. Jill, look.
Oh, you smashed it. You smashed my beautiful paste up job.
Well, don't cry, Mr. Ferdinand. Today you can even paste it together again.
Yes,
today I love to smash it.
Say, do the folks at your house like fresh new cabbage? We hope so, for we've a wonderful new way to serve this old favorite. Here's how. Cut fresh cabbage into wedge-shaped portions and cook quickly in boiling salted water. Now be careful, don't overcook it. The cabbage should be still a bit crisp and green when done. Now comes the exciting part, the sauce. An easy-to-fix sauce made with delicate, naturally flavored all-sweet and caraway seeds. Melt all-sweet in a saucepan, add the caraway seed, and stir until hot and mixed. Then pour over those individual wedges and serve. And there's a real treat. The hearty, fresh flavor of cabbage, plus the tangy zest of caraway, topped with the rich, sweet goodness of all sweets. Yes, ma'am, it's a dish to make the whole family sit up and take notice. Now, be sure you're cooking up, though. There are going to be lots of calls for seconds. Of course, all sweets' delicious flavor makes any vegetable taste better, so try it soon. Yes, remember, all sweets. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor.
Certainly pleasant out on the porch tonight,
isn't
it, Mortimer?
Yes, it certainly is. Peaceful. Quiet. Restful. Uh-oh. I knew it couldn't last.
What's the matter, dear?
Look, coming up the walk, Mr. Parker.
Hey, just stop by for a moment. Birdie's creating again. Oh, working on her sculpture, that is.
Isn't it nice that Mrs. Barton is so artistic?
Please. I'd rather not discuss it. Oh, by the way, Nick, I've brought something to you. Oh,
for me, boy?
Where? Yes, I've got it here. And since Birdie is creating a new model, I thought you'd like my copy of her victory statue for the other end of your mantle.
Oh, no.
Meet the Beast, starring Horace Lewis and Beryl Vaughn, is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.